Welcome everyone back to another episode of the Bat Boys. Tim here speaking, joined by our very own Bat Boy numero dos, Sam. Sam, we have a lot to cover today.
How long are we going to do this stupid Bat Boy numero dos joke? You know what I mean? This is ridiculous. This has been going on for 6 months. Stupid joke.
Well, here's what I do, Sam. I just reset the timer. Whenever you talk about my dating life, I reset. So if you can go 3 episodes without referencing my dating life, then I've pledged to not mention how you are the lesser of the two Bat Boys.
Wow, this is first of all, you've put me in a trap that you know I can never escape.
You can never escape.
I just want to say to the listeners, you know, this is nonsense, this whole top. I'm not going to say I'm the best, even though the listeners consistently say they prefer my takes.
Have great takes, Sam. Great takes. Great contributions to this.
Thank you.
But if you just look at what people are saying on Twitter and Reddit,
We're on Reddit.
Oh yeah, we're on Reddit. Yeah, a lot of comments on Reddit. Find us on Reddit. Lots of threads.
We're hot.
A lot of great contributions from. They refer to you as Bat Boy number two, Bat Boy number one. You know, kind of sets the pace.
Yeah,
he seems more passionate. He seems taller. He seems like he's less a frail, just generally. These are just what people are saying.
I mean, the fact that if they said taller, they're clearly all those adjectives are describing me in that case, because that's the one that is like fairly objective.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You used to be taller, then something happened. We don't know what happened.
You got that shin surgery where they insert 3 inches of metal into your shins.
I just recently saw a man who was married. He was already married, Sam. Got a height surgery.
Yeah, that's crazy. The height surgery thing is crazy, Tim.
Yeah, I guess they just bolt the... They just bolt separate your femur. Is that what they do?
And then I mean it just sounds unbelievably unnecessary and dangerous.
Very dangerous.
For something the advantage. I mean, like, I don't know. I struggle.
And here's the thing. I mean, I somewhat understand if you look at the stats of I do, you know, because I'm closer to the dating life than you are.
Yeah.
But it's like 90% of women are trying to swipe for the 10% 6'3 guy. So I can kind of understand, but this guy was already married. He wasn't even single, Sam. So
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we getting off track?
I think we're getting off track. Yeah. We're getting off
track. Any other pop culture references or things in the news before we get into?
No, I think, Tim, we have a lot on our plate here.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. 3 games since we last recorded. We recorded with Johnny Green last week, and it was great. But since then, we've had some great times and then some rough times. 3 games. I think if you said to me, Tim, we're going to have 6 points after this week, I'd say, okay, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
But we started out with those 2 wins. And that second one was so sweet. So I was definitely pretty sour about the Caddies result.
Yeah. Well, Sam, where do we start? Do we start with Javi Guerra and this Valladolid match? Do we start backwards from Caddies? My vote is to start with this Valladolid match, and maybe the story of this week is maybe the goal of the season, certainly the goal of maybe Javi Guerra's new burgeoning career with this comeback, 93rd minute. And this is Sam, this is coming off. Well, I would say I tweeted on our account and saying this is maybe the worst first half I've seen since Marcelino.
Yeah, Tim, when you tweeted that, I knew we were going to win. I felt it. I was like, Tim has just, he has set the stage now for Valencia to look good. Tim, it was such a good goal. And you tweeted about his composure, but you know, the way he scored that goal, just so, I mean, we were watching the end of this match, and every time we got close, we were just like blasting these shots.
Yeah.
We kind of lost our composure at critical moments where we had a chance. And this guy just so calmly, you know, mm-hmm. he's taking it to his left, shoots it across his body in the side netting. It reminded me a little bit of that Gonzalo Guedes goal a couple seasons ago, where I tried to recreate it. I ended up pulling my hamstring because it was just too athletic a play to reproduce.
Yeah.
In any event, this kid comes on. I mean, can you imagine? And the truth is, we lose that game, and we lose. Oh. We assume the Caddy's result is the same. We're in the relegation zone, and it's looking really bleak.
Really bad.
Tim. It's looking really bleak.
This goal, for me, turned around the season. I wouldn't say turned around. We're not there yet, but this potential, I know. I got to catch myself. This potentially was the game or the season-saving goal. We'll see. We have some matches ahead of us. But yeah. Without that, last-ditch effort, and we really needed the break as well. Sam, you know, it's interesting with him. He came on, and it was good to see Diego Lopez come on, see these youngsters come in. It's interesting to see how he was just able. There was a few plays prior to that, too, where he tracked back and got the ball, and he kept possession really well. And I know he was fresh, but aren't we just missing that composure on the ball a bit, that class that we have to look to like 19-year-olds to see? You know, it was just refreshing to see someone step to him at the top of the box sort of aggressively, and he just had the composure to step around him. Who else is doing that on our team, aside from maybe Musa sometimes? And Lino maybe.
Yeah, and Castillejo hasn't been great. And, you know, he was someone who I thought at least had that experience, that awareness to kind of add some maturity in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
But no, it's true. But I mean, he, you know, these youngsters, they've come on in these recent games and they've shown so much spirit and fight, yeah. Right? I mean, the second half, I thought, of the Caddies match was obviously a lot better than the first half. And the first half was really brutal, right? I mean,
yeah.
The game has so much. I mean, Cadiz is not a good team, and they just played with a lot more fight, I thought, a lot more intensity. Not to be sort of reductive about the tactics of the game, but they just really wanted it more. And I mean, it was a hostile environment for sure. Mm-hmm. And the one guy who I thought played really, really well was Diakavi, right? Like he was really, really, he stood out. And but Tim, as it is, we are only 2 points out of the relegation zone.
Yeah.
And Espanyol is got a tough run of play, but Getafe has our old coach, Tim, Bordalas.
Bordalas is back
at Getafe.
Bordalas is back.
And
I know. That's interesting news.
Let me tell you, our old coach who we fired, who perhaps we promised that he was going to have more money than he did, who offered to come back and we say no, this guy would really like to get us relegated. You know, I mean, and they have Elche left. They have Valladolid left. They have Real Betis, who's been kind of struggling as of late.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really dicey for us, Tim. And you look, tomorrow we have Villarreal playing against a lot of some of our players will take it easy on us, but they're playing for a lot. They're playing for a top four spot.
Yeah.
And then we have Real Madrid, of course. And of course we have that Espanyol match. That Espanyol match would be so critical May 28th.
Yeah, that's the one to watch out for. Yep.
But we got to get some results. You know, we got to get a few wins in here, Tim. I mean, Almeria today, that was a team that I thought, okay, mm-hmm. we can, you know, that's another one that might drop. They get 3 points today, 3 huge points.
Yeah. I can't believe they got 3 points. Yep.
And I know. They just, all these teams just keep doing. If we were in Premier League, we would be very safe with the number of points we have. But unfortunately, in La Liga right now, it's just very chaotic between that, you know, like 13 spot and or that, yeah, the 14 spot and the 19 spot. So
yeah, well, Sam, one thing to note is how many points we would need generally, and that's around that 39 point mark. You know, if you look back in the previous seasons, 39 gets you out. Caddy's at 39. If you go back again, it looks like Elche had 36 and they cleared relegation the season to go look at, which is a little scary. Maybe 2018, 2019, where Celta Vigo had 41 points, narrowly avoiding relegation. Girona had 37 points. We might be facing something like this.
Yeah.
If we're unlucky, given that Cadiz and Valladolid and Almeria keep getting these draws. Sam, I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, what we would want to see. You mentioned the youngsters. There's two things stuck out to me. Is Braja's playing this like five at the back situation, trying to find a way to avoid conceding goals, and that doesn't seem to be working. So we need to figure out a way against Villarreal too, and Danny Parejo, to kind of block that midfield. And I think he's trying to do that to prevent, you know, our midfield from getting too stretched. But we see what happens. And I think Caddy's first half, there were some real problems with that. But two, like, I think he just needs players who have that spirit, who want to fight. And like Hugo Duro after the match against Caddy's, you know, kind of came out and said, hey, you know, we looked really terrible first half and we have to fight. And I wonder if part of these youngsters are just going to give us what we need because they want to earn the role. I'm not seeing it is guys like Elish Mariba, maybe, who I just don't see that fight in them a bit as well. And I think another person that you mentioned were standing out is Diakabi. Diakabi is now team of the week player. I mean, he showed up, I would say just like several levels above everyone else in terms of his intensity. I don't know. Mariba. What do you think of this 5-3-2, the players we need to kind of get the points? Who do we choose? How does Bra set up?
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think he is still sort of rotating, which is kind of crazy given that we have what, like five games left, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, six games. But I mean, at the same time, we can't have a big injury and, you know, I don't know. I mean, you want guys who are fit. You know, I don't know. The Mariba is interesting. I mean, the reception he got at the Mestalla when he came on against Valladolid was pretty interesting. I mean, he was getting booed pretty intensely. He actually looked pretty good when he came on that game. He actually did pretty well, but yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I feel like I want to have the players who have something at stake, you know, the Nikos and the Maribas are not really who I want to be playing. I don't want to be playing these like young players who are loans, right? Who have nothing at stake. And, you know, I really want to play. I mean, these academy players, you know, they really want this. They really want to impress. They have a lot of fight. So I'd like to see them playing a bit more. But it's really getting close to him. I mean, it's scary how close it is. And this was the stretch. You know, you look at those three games we had. And we thought if we could win all three of those, probably okay. But the Caddies won. Even if we had tied, it would have been better. But to lose, now there you gave them 3 points, right? And so now they're sitting ahead of us. It's a precarious spot, Tim. We're in a precarious spot, sitting number 17.
I know. I don't see how I didn't like how he started the caddies match, and I'd be concerned if he starts somewhere similar to this.
Yeah.
And for a few reasons. One, I know we started Lotto in the left. I just don't feel like Lotto's our guy right now. Vasquez, yeah, I think, has more to offer. And between Lino and Duro, when you have 5-4-1, we're just not – we're already struggling in a final third once he makes a more – like a switch.
Right.
When you have just Ugo up there by himself, man, we looked – it was really Musa, the one – trying to get in on the right side from Fouquier. And then I think the challenge with Lino right now is, yeah, he's an amazing dribbler, but in all fairness, and he did score a really great goal on that blunder, is he doesn't really cross, right? He's not a great crosser. He doesn't want to. And he, how many shots does he have on goal?
No, I know. He reminds me a little bit of Guedes a few years ago.
Yeah.
In that, you know, it's... He's scoring field goals all the time.
He's scoring field goals. He had a few that came back to him, and he scored, hit him over. He's not a guy who's taking a ton of, I mean, he might have one or two. So he's dribbling. He's getting us there, but all the crosses are coming from Gaia, and I think those are the more dangerous ones. So I just don't like the way it's set up. And all it takes is for Caddies to get some corner or free kick, and then it's 1-0, and then just like this last time, he didn't make a change. It's 2-0. So I'd just be nervous to set up against Villarreal like that, where we just don't have enough guys getting forward, so we're pinched back a lot. Those are things that keep me up at night, and I don't like to see Elias Mariba and Nico starting. I wouldn't.
No, they can't start. I really hope they do not start, and I hope that Danny Parejo cements his legacy for Valencia by scoring 2 own goals in this match, Tim. That's what I'm hoping. You know, just do it for us, Danny. Just one time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, you scored on us, but the first game back out of Mestalla. Like, we get it. You proved to us that you're a little upset.
You didn't have to prove to us. We were already convinced, and we were upset when you left. And it's still, to me, one of the most upsetting moments as a Valencia fan, which is, you know, a fandom that brings out a lot of sadness and feelings of tragedy. But that moment, Tim, that was a particularly poignant moment. And
I think the worst is this. Am I remembering this correctly? I think it was when, didn't Ruben Sobrino score on us last time to beat us?
Well, at home, Ruben Sobrino scored had the assist in the first goal in this game too.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he? That hurt the most, I think. I know. So those are the thing. I'm sort of rambling here, but we're in a rambling mode. It's the last few games, Sam.
Yep.
And these are the things keeping you up at night. And I know it's keeping up the fans at night.
No, you're right. I think, Tim, to excuse the lack of coherence of this pod, we're in it's a tricky situation for us.
Tricky.
And our minds are combobulated. The pod is matching our anxieties. And it's tense, Tim. I really hope we stay in the top flight, Tim. I really don't want to have to subscribe to Fox Segunda B next year. You know, don't want that.
Yeah, lives would be a lot easier if we stayed in the first division.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be great, Tim.
Really great. Our future, you know, really our livelihood, like you said last time, our livelihood is in the hands of this team right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Since we've
put all our marbles on this podcast, Tim.
And since the sponsorship from the store in Spain,
Pillars Paiero,
but the Paiero place. I mean, really, we've quit our jobs.
Yeah,
and that's been, you know. But once we were in Segunda, I don't know what will happen, Sam.
Yeah, I don't know if Pilar will continue to support us, Tim. But Tim, I'll just say I'm optimistic for a kind of crazy result in this game. I just something about going against Villarreal at home, understanding Villarreal is a lot to play for. I feel like this might work out for us. I don't know what it is, but I think we're going to get 3 points. I think it's going to be 2-1 Valencia, Tim.
Wow, 2-1.
Yeah.
Neither of us have guessed a clean sheet in maybe a year.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Well, Sam, was I reading something that they might have one or two injuries? I don't know. I should have done more research on Villarreal and these past few games. But they're certainly not buzzing. They lost to that was the game. They lost to Valladolid.
Yeah, why are they losing to Valladolid?
I don't know there. They seem to not be able to capitalize on any finishing. 22 shots on goal, 7 shots on target, 71% possession.
Yeah.
And Capoue had a score. Like, does he even shoot the ball there? Maybe.
No, I know.
So that's really interesting. And it seems like they just can't get the final third sorted out for themselves. So
yeah, well, they
maybe
have
we stay patient on this. Maybe we stay really patient.
Yep.
And we give them the ball and we rely on Fouquier to win the game for us. No, we rely on strength and getting counters and getting some speed in behind, relying on Lino. Kluivert may be back, Sam, which we've been missing.
Yep.
And the other thing, Sam, is we are a different team at home. This Caddies match, wow. We are really bad away.
We are, and especially when we go to Andalusia. I mean, we've talked about this, Tim, on the pod, but this team struggles when they go to the south of Spain.
Why is that? Does anyone know?
I don't know, Tim, but... Yeah. Maybe they eat too much jamón because it's like the best place in the country for the jamón. I don't know.
I don't want to speculate. Like, so, I mean, Real Madrid, how many home games do we have left, Sam? Not very many. 1, 2. It's going to come down. I just feel it in my bones. And I know I'm drawing this out. It's going to come down to this Espanyol match, isn't it? At home, we got Real Madrid. We have Mallorca away. We have this match. We'll see how it goes. I think my prediction tomorrow will be I'm going to go clean sheet 1-0.
Okay. All right. You heard it there. The Bat Boys are feeling optimistic about Villarreal tomorrow. Tim, make sure to post this before the game so that we're proven right for
1-0, 2-1. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, that's correct. Right. Yeah.
Mark our words. Sam, how many points do you think we'll end up end this pod before we finish up? How many points do you think we will end up with but in this season?
I don't know. I would like to say that we end up with 39, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's gonna be really hard.
Yeah, 6 points.
I'm gonna say 40, Tim. I'm gonna say 40.
I was gonna say 40. Yeah, you saw. I'm gonna say 40. I think we can get 7 points.
Well, that would be 8 points, but yeah, you didn't do well in math. I remember.
How many points do we have, Sam?
We have 32 points.
We have 33 points.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, Sam is Bat Boy numero dos. Once again, you experienced it this time. I think the 7 points could be doable.
Yeah. I actually think we're going to get 41. I was thinking 8 points.
Okay.
So,
41.
Yep. 41.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm not right. Super confident in Baraja, but I think the team will have enough support and fight in them to get these points, I believe.
Yeah. I think so. I think when you're in the relegation period, it's just desperation and talent. And I just think these players are going to will it, but there's not a lot of room for margin here, Tim. There's not a lot of our margin for error here. That Caddies game, my goodness.
Yeah, my goodness.
So let's hope for a good result against Villarreal.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's end it there, Sam. Another great podcast. It's always a treat. And we will pick this up and we will be discussing this match early next week.
Sounds
and
great.
Actually, Sam, we have the Sunday match, so we might be discussing... No, that's the 14th. Never mind, take it back. We'll be discussing Villarreal probably next Monday.
Yep.
And see where we end up.
Okay. All right.
All right, until next time.
Friend.
Adios.